Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think his body language when he's in midfield compared to when he's probably just been playing fullback at times this evening is completely different. It feels like I'm watching a faster, more energetic player, really. And I see some of the passes he plays from midfield and I'm like, no matter who we buy, or even if we bought Jude Bellingham, how much more could he do than what he's done in midfield? I know we're still getting back, but if you just judge it on when Liverpool are in possession and on the ball, I'm not sure whoever you buy, how much money you spend, 100, 120 million on anyone, they can do much more than Trent. And I don't think Liverpool are going to completely change their plans because of what's happened the last 6 to 8 weeks. But I think another season, I'd be of the mind of actually saying, let's go and buy a right back and put him in midfield because this kid's too good to not be almost the centre of this team and be, you know, it's his team. You know, it's getting to the stage now with Trent where he's getting older, he's getting more mature. It'll eventually become his team, really, where he's the main man. He'll end up being the captain. And I think eventually, take away the stuff that he gets criticised for. And, you know, I know Liverpool fans, because we're all tribal and we want to support him and stick up for him. But at times, it's not great. You know, we've all got to be honest. You know, we're all watching the same game. He can improve on it, of course he can, but he's never going to be amazing at it. So I'm thinking, well, what's he amazing at? He's amazing at that. Mm-hmm. Leave him.
I get little vibes and look, they're getting carried away. You look at him in midfield and I get Steven Gerrard vibes. And I don't necessarily mean that he's got the complete skill set of Gerrard or Beckham vibes. And I mean Beckham 2000 England vibes. You know, that kind of guy who wants the ball. He'll cover every blade of grass for you. He takes it personally how the team's performing and he's got the skill set actually to being able to go and get it over the line. And that, for me, that's what I know whether you share that. You need that, that's what you're saying, I guess, is that you want to support that. If you've got a player there who's desperate for you, who's desperate to succeed at that football team and he's got the skill set, why not make sure that happens more often than not, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just about getting Trent on the ball in certain areas. Now, whether you get him on that in that area, whether it's from fullback, whether it's from the number six position, whether it's from the Henderson position, which you'd call the number eight position. It's about getting him in an area of the pitch. We can all visualise where that area is. It's basically from halfway line to the edge of the box to the right, and just, you know, the whole, get him on the ball there with time and he'll just do damage for you. And the one thing he's probably never been able to do from fullback is score goals, really, in terms of his shooting ability. We've seen it from free kicks, but I actually think if he was in a midfield role permanently and didn't almost have that thing in the back of his head, when we lose this ball, I've got to go back there. That thing of, I think you'd be seeing someone be getting 5 or 6 goals from outside the box.
Is there a fear factor in that? Because did you have that at fullback at times? Because I remember there was I can't remember what game it was, but I remember you bombing down the right hand side. This was late. This wasn't when you were a regular fullback. And time again, you kept it safe. And then there was like the last time you just dropped the shoulder, got to the byline and whipped the cross in. But you're not going to try that 10 times in a game because ultimately if you're in line with the 8 to the 18 yard box and you're fucking up, there is that thing, I've got to go back the other way. And is that something maybe that's just that, it might only be a 5% difference in strength, but knowing that it's not all on him to go and bust the gut to get back in every time it's someone else's responsibility, actually might unlock an even better footballer.
Well, I've noticed a couple of times where it's almost like he's got a little bit carried away in midfield and he's actually not even the deep. I've seen him, we didn't really go into depth in analyse, but I've been watching the game where when you think about him coming into midfield, you'd be thinking, well, either go to the right and Fabinho will be to the left. And there's been times when I've seen him there and I'm thinking, that's a long run, that. Yeah. And it's almost like he's forgot. He's got this other role and he's got carried away with midfield. He's loving it and he's running over there and he's running over there. And sometimes he's been up here ahead of the ball. So he's probably got to be a little bit more disciplined if that's his exact role. But it feels to me like a kid, yeah, you're playing for Liverpool, but I remember playing for the school when I was a kid, and the teacher would tell you you were playing somewhere, you didn't really want to play there, or you did, you know, anyone. And you think, I want to play there. And when you do go in there, you're almost just like, you give it even more, you do more, you're trying to prove, look, I just want to be here. You know, and I just get those vibes. Maybe I'm wrong, but
it's hard to do that when you get put in the outfield and you want to be in goal. I found that.
Was you a keeper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we allow you on the overlap. Keeper.
Hey, our three-part documentary series, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, is being released this June. And if you head to redmenplus.com and sign up, you're going to get early access to episode one, exclusive access to episodes two and three, and you're also going to get the full interviews with all of the contributors, including Jordan Henderson, Adam Lallana, Ian Rush, and so many more as well. Head to redmenplus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.